Here in the Northwest, we are used to anticipating emergencies. We're constantly hearing reminders to be ready for earthquakes or wildfires. But a global pandemic was a new one for most of us. Still, preparation helps. Sue Ing Moody is the mayor of Twisp in Okanagan County on the east side of the Cascades. The community of about 1,000 people has faced emergencies before, but of course nothing like this. Still, she says they're managing.
Our biggest struggles have been probably just due to our lack of resources and size and trying to set up new policies that we're really unfamiliar with.
One of the things we're hearing on the west side of the mountains is that social distancing appears to be working. What are you seeing in Twisp, in the Methow Valley, as far as cases go?
Well, I have to say our cases are continuing to rise, but at the same time, social distancing, I do believe, is making a very big difference here, too.
You know, obviously, in a rural area, you have a lot more physical space to do that distancing. But I've lived in a small community, and it's kind of the opposite of social distancing a lot. People like to get together. You know your neighbors. How are people doing with that? Is it easier or harder in a community your size than you think in a big city, perhaps?
You're right about the fact that we're very much a close-knit group. So it has been a challenge initially, and I know that people struggle with not being able to get together. And I even know, like, neighbors, they might walk down the street and, you know, you would hug or something, and you certainly don't do that anymore. So it is very different.
Your community deals frequently with wildfires. There were two particularly bad ones in 2014 and 2015. I'm wondering how dealing with those emergencies might have better prepared you for this one.
As far as disasters go, they're always terrible, but I can say the silver lining has been that we've learned a lot from those other previous emergencies. You know, the 2014 Carlton Complex fire took everybody's surprise. We had never seen anything like it before. But as a result, we were able to establish a long-term recovery organization here in our area. And that was able to be stood up here right during this coronavirus outbreak within days. And it was really the heads of a lot of local leaders from all areas, whether it be of health, social services, public safety, as well as government at all different levels. And so we were able to start addressing issues on the ground during an emergency, as well as looking at long-term, more recovery needs.
What kinds of things are they doing?
We have a food bank here locally. We have Room One, which is a social service resource center, and really deals with low income, the senior population. We actually have a very large senior population in Twisp. We had to think about measures immediately of how to care for that segment of our population, as well as those who now are compromised with low income out of the service industry with the closures. There's a greater need for food banks and assistance financially, like in other areas of the state. But our county is already pretty disadvantaged and considered a community of need. And so we really were able to try to get ahead of it, make contact immediately, and really reach out and be that resource to them initially. And that also, of course, helps with, you know, anxiety, which we know that during any type of emergency, the level of anxiety continues to grow as the situation worsens and or is extended. And that is the same here for corona as it is for wildfires. We learned a lot about how effective communication can really assist in reducing that anxiety and fear, and really recognizing that more is better and proper and consistent and accurate information as opposed to rumor is really important during any emergency. And so that's part of our plan to step up that information sharing so people know that things are being done on their behalf.
The Methow Valley is a popular vacation destination for a lot of people. And in the early days of this pandemic's presence in Washington state, one of the first pieces of advice that was given was please don't isolate or quarantine yourself in a vacation home or a second home. What's the big concern there for a community like yours?
The biggest threat that people don't realize is our remoteness. At the same time, it may seem desirable during a pandemic, but really, we're talking about a health emergency. Healthcare in remote areas, as you can imagine, is compromised. We are not close to a facility or facilities that can readily take on surges of patients. And today I was talking to our search and rescue coordinator for the Okanagan County Sheriff's Office, And he had mentioned that, you know, there's been a lot of people who have not been following the rules and going into closed areas and recreating, which has caused a huge problem. And I just want to make sure that people recognize that the response out in the natural areas can be more strained now than ever. Extra precautions have to be taken for PPE, and that takes a little bit more time as the extra step. And so there's new protocols in place for all first responders and search and rescue that do entail a little bit more time and effort.
So if I decide I'm going to go on a big long hike, if I roll my ankle or something on that hike, and somebody has to come and get me out of the woods, that's a problem.
Absolutely. You know, we are asking people here to throttle back on all the activities that they do. You know, whether you're going for a bike ride, a mountain biking, or hiking, climbing, whatever it is, you're supposed to throttle back. And I have to say, a lot of our natural areas are closed right now. The trailheads are closed. We do not have open camp areas here that are normally open during this time. State parks are all closed at this time. And all that is really in support of recognizing that there would be a huge problem that we would not be able to handle if, you know, extra strain were to be put on the healthcare system here, period.
Do you feel like it's been an even response across Washington State? We've been focusing a lot on what's going on in, you know, King and Pierce and Snohomish counties, where there's a huge population center. But as a rural community, are you getting what you need, or what's missing right now?
I think that because we're not at the epicenter of some of the surges that you've seen initially here in Washington State, our surges are still being expected to come yet. We continue to see our numbers climb. So I can say that it is here. We're not immune to it. We have the same shortage of PPEs here. This healthcare crisis right now is in every one of our communities. And so we're really trying to be as self-reliant as we can be, recognizing that and hoping, seriously, like most other places still, that we get some of the provisions that we need in order to safely manage this pandemic. I wouldn't say that we have what we need, because that is not true. But we can't really know exactly what all those needs are, because we're doing our best to keep it at bay. So we're hoping for the best and preparing for the worst with what we've got.
Mayor Sue Ing Moody, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ed. I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody stays safe and healthy.
Sue Ing Moody is the mayor of Twisp in Okanagan County. At last report, according to the State Department of Health, Okanagan County had reported 14 cases of COVID-19. And zero deaths.